Disney friends. How are you guys doing?
It's Tuesday again already.
It is Tuesday. We're going to let Facebook have a couple seconds there to catch up. We'll get some people in here. So,
cheers to Tuesday.
Good show.
Mm. From your lips to God's ears.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Park Hoppers live show. Very excited that you are here. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to watch, to be a part of this. We are super glad that you're here. My name is Park Hopper John.
Careful which one you close.
I got it.
I'm watching this.
My name is Park Hopper John.
And oh, I'm sorry. I'm allowed to speak tonight. Hi, I'm Park Hopper Sid. Welcome to our Tuesday night.
You're allowed to speak every night.
Well, crazy. You know, sometimes you replace me with Stitch. Sometimes it's Harley Dog. Sometimes it's your online wife.
You are going to be missing
I am taking next week. Well, and it's not that I'm taking it off. I've been invited to a congratulations dinner for a couple of different hotels that did really well. Nice. And so our bosses are taking us out to dinner. It was very nice.
Sweet. And
spouses were unfortunately not able to be included in this.
I know.
Hey, you get to go to the Christmas party.
I've done enough things where it's okay. So, hey, Rebecca. Hey, Beverly. David Taylor says hi. Hi, David.
Hello, David. Hi, Beverly.
Rebecca, it's good
Hello,
to see you.
Hello, Rebecca.
If you guys have comments or questions inside of the chat room, please feel free to jot them down. And I think we'll probably keep this open a couple of minutes for a little Q&A after we get through all the news.
Take notes, because I'm sure we're going to say something that you're going to want to come back on and be, you know, and you're going to wonder what we had to drink before the event.
It's not before that you have to worry about. It's the during.
It's the during. I am still very impressed. Okay, so we actually do most days some sort of cocktail in a coffee cup. Sometimes it's water. Sometimes it's coffee. You never know.
Right.
Today, it actually is a cocktail.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorites. It's called a chocolate covered cherry.
Yep.
You know what a black and tan is with Guinness and you have an ale. Well, this is Guinness and cherry wheat. So it's separated. So it starts out one flavor and by the time you get to the bottom, it's a different. So
excellent.
There's your alcohol lesson for the day.
So while we get started here, I want to remind you guys that our April meetup is happening on the 21st, which is a Saturday from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. And basically all of our meetups coincide with the Disney Parks podcast, the Disney by the Numbers crew. Basically, it's Tony, Sid, and myself, we all get together and we have a meetup. Mm-hmm. We try to get as many people there as we can. And this month's meetup is going to be over at The Void over at Disney Springs. So if you don't know what The Void is the new Star Wars-themed VR experience. It's supposed to be the most amazing sensation. And Harley's very jealous because he can't go.
No.
But it's a partnership between Lucasfilm, ILM, X-Lab, and The Void. So how it works is we have an events page here on Park Hoppers on the Facebook page. You can go there and let us know you're going, which is great. But if you want to actually go through the experience, you have to buy the tickets over at thevoid.com. I think it's somewhere around $29-$30 a person. Sid and Tony and I are going through at 3 o'clock. So we're going to get there at 2, hang out, get everybody together. And then we're going to go do our shoot 'em up stuff or whatever it is. And then we're going to come out and we're going to hang out and talk about it.
So are we going to be stormtroopers and we're just going to miss everything that we shoot at?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know enough about the experience. Tony says, I don't think you get to shoot stuff. I think you have to complete tasks. And I'm like, if they put a blaster in my hand, it's open game for Tony Castelnova.
If I have to fix the trash compactor so that Princess Leia doesn't get squished, I quit. I'm sorry.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you're kind of short to be a stormtrooper, aren't you?
I can wear lifts.
That's not what he says. But all right, there you go.
Wow.
So April 21st, 2 to 5 over at The Void at Disney Springs. I think what we're going to do is probably meet up over there and then probably walk over and grab a seat over at the Earl of Sandwich or whatever's next. I think it's pretty sure it's Earl of Sandwich. We're going to sit out there and kind of hang out. Hopefully it won't be that cold.
I'm not going to spill my coffee cup on your tower.
Yes, that would be bad. All right, so.
That is always where I put it, because if I put it here, it picks up.
Yeah, it gets
in
the way. So what's
up?
Okay,
wait. Before we get that far. So John had mentioned that I'm not going to be here on the 17th.
Next week.
Yes. Did you make the call? Did you do the thing?
I've not really done anything yet.
He might be all alone next week. So, you know, if you know someone who might like to co-host with him, please let him know. reach out to us in the chat or wherever, and I'm sure he would love to have you. So
yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right. First thing. Wow. It's because I told you about the corn chips. I know it is. Yeah. All right. So what's in Woody's lunchbox?
Carrot stick. No, I'm just kidding. Go
ahead. It's like that kid in, what was it, Australia that found like that super venomous snake in his lunchbox. Yeah. And got, yeah,
no bueno. All right, so, go ahead.
Opening June 30th, and this is part of the Toy Story Land opening. Woody's Lunchbox will dish up all sorts of sandwiches and sides that blend classic flavor combinations with a modern twist, plus nostalgia soda floats, specialty beverages. And so we have heard that the team over at the Flavor Lab, this is the concept development kitchen for Disney.
Nice.
And they have given some sneak peeks into what they are making and what they are offering. And they're taking a lot of our childhood favorites and they're giving them a little bit of a makeover, a little bit of a twist.
Sweet.
So, and it is nice to know that they're even going to have breakfast. That's very cool.
That's right.
So they have I have special notes, so bear with me. And I even have pictures. We'll have to post these. So they are going to have for breakfast a s'mores French toast breakfast sandwich, which is a chocolate ganache and marshmallow stuffed French toast topped with graham cracker crumbles. Yum.
Lou Mangiello never has to deal with that.
Can y'all hear the barking?
Yeah, it's pretty loud. It's always loud.
Well, it's loud to us, but I don't know if the mic picks up. Anyway. I thought he was pointing at me. No, Lou Mangiello doesn't have to put up with me.
No, that's not what I
meant. And neither do you.
That's not what I meant.
Okay. As I was saying, breakfast. There's a smoked turkey, egg, Swiss, peppers, and onion on sourdough sandwich.
Yeah.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Sounds good.
And then there is a fantastic breakfast bowl. So it has potato barrels, which I think is what Disney is lovingly calling tater tots. I don't know why they can't say tater tots, but everywhere it says potato barrels. And it's got brisket country gravy and scrambled eggs. That just sounds good.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I can eat that all day. Very excited about that.
So, and then at lunch, there's going to be a barbecue brisket melt. And again, this one it's Texas style smoked brisket featuring cheddar cheese, Monterey Jack cheese, pickles, and barbecue sauce on garlic butter grilled sourdough.
Wow.
Just yes.
Yeah.
There's a Monte Cristo with raspberry jam. If you're not familiar with a Monte Cristo, it was a ham turkey Swiss sandwich that they actually used to be much more popular in the South, that they would batter it and deep fry it. And so this one has had a little raspberry jam added to it, and then it's going to be grilled instead of deep fried. And then there is the tachos.
Tachos!
Tachos.
Tachos.
So this
Nacho
is some,
tacho.
So John actually missed a little piece of this when we were talking about it earlier. Tachos, right. Potato barrels, chili, cheese, and corn chips.
Mm.
So what are those things called?
Mm-mm.
Frito.
Mm-mm.
So you know the Frito chips, and you used to make like Frito pie where they would cut open the bag of Fritos and put the chili and cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has that one thing they got really sick on as a kid and just they can't touch it. Can you tell by the look on his face? That's my husband.
Yeah, some people say it's tequila. I always say it's Fritos.
It's Frito pie.
You can just smell it and go, oh.
So he read through this yesterday. I think
we talked about it last night.
He totally missed it. It was the first thing I saw in the picture was like, oh, dang it, it's got Fritos. He's not going
to
eat it.
Feel free to buy one. I'm not going to eat it.
He was all excited because he thought it was, you know,
tater tots, nachos, and
tater nachos.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you take French fries and you put all the cheese and the onions and the chili and the, we have a term for this. This is not a PG. This is a PG-13 show.
You say ass.
It's called ass fries because they go straight to your ass. And so that's what we've always called them in my house.
Yep.
And he got all excited. He's like, they're ass tots. Yes. In addition, there's sides including tomato basil soup, vegetable macaroni salad. More tater tots, baby bell cheese, which, you know, find it everywhere.
They're a premium sponsor for Toy Story Land, baby bell cheese.
Well, and you can find it everywhere.
Yeah,
it's a Disney sponsor.
So it's going to be everywhere now.
So they have different fun drinks called the Alien Sipper is one of them. They've got the Mystic Portal Punch. They've got a bunch of that stuff. And then, of course, they have kids meals. They have yogurt parfait. They've got turkey and tomato sandwiches, soda floats. So really, it's just going to be great. We can't wait to get there and take pictures.
Nope. Nope, we can't. I'm going to shoot him.
You're not going to shoot him.
I'm telling you, I'm going to come. We had a question about, have we seen prices for this? No, no menu pricing yet. I'm sure that they'll probably have signage out at some point soon, but we're a few months away, so they haven't put any signage out. I'm sure it'll probably be commensurate with whatever.
It's Disney pricing.
It's Disney pricing. So you're probably looking at probably $12 to $15 per person.
Yeah.
You know, not counting not like including the specialty drinks. Yeah. So that's it. We do have a couple of items today that's kind of bad news. If you're a fan of Sweet Spells on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood Studios, our buddy Susan has been known to frequent that place.
She's a friend of Sweet Spells.
I don't know how they say that. She's a cast member who is a friend of Sweet Spells, or she's in Sweet Spells an awful lot making goodies.
Help us.
Sweet Spells on Sunset Boulevard Hollywood Studios is getting ready to undergo a major refurbishment, and it will close its doors on April 15th. So when the location reopens, it'll be known as Beverly Sunset, and it will feature an expansion of the current merchandise focusing on Pixar, as well as prepackaged treats, a wide variety of sweet treats, including a lot of the guest favorites from the Sweet Spells. They will continue to offer a Disney Hollywood Studios merchandise shop and quick service locations. So if there's some things at Sweet Spells that you really, really loved, they're going to be placing them in other places around the park. Some of them is going to be in Sweet Spells, but Beverly Sunset. Yeah, I got used to that. But they're basically turning this into a Toy Story merchandising location. So when Toy Story Land opens, Beverly Sunset will be the exclusive location for the Toy Story Land merchandise. Now, here's the funny thing, and this is the news that we got through a third party.
Yes, sir.
When they planned out Toy Story Land, they didn't necessarily plan any merchandise locations.
Yeah, right.
They've got kiosks, but they didn't have, like, you get off this attraction, then there's a merchandise place. It's
wait, you're telling me that Disney did not plan to have a ride end in a gift shop?
I think they probably had this idea all along, but I just think it feels, well, A, it feels really shoehorned in, and B, we cannot confirm or deny that some cast members were told that's exactly what happened.
That they forgot.
I'm just reporting what I've been told. I'm just the messenger.
Well, your message sucks.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, and by the way, the whole merchandising comment, Kara, that was for you. All right.
Merchandise.
Agent P's Adventure is now recruiting cadets via the My Disney Experience app. So if your kids do not already have cell phones, smartphones that can download apps, which every kid I know does, now here's another reason they're going to be asking you for one.
Right.
Starting Sunday, April 8th, so this past Sunday, guests who have downloaded the My Disney Experience app can receive a message attempting to recruit them for Agent P's World Showcase Adventure via the app.
Sweet.
At select locations throughout the World Showcase, Major Monogram will send guests a message.
Major Monogram.
To help stop Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Good job. Way better than other people who might have said that this week.
My competition. Mm-hmm. Who is on a conquest to take over the World Showcase. Guests who choose to take on their mission can click a button that will take them straight to Agent P's World Showcase Adventure website. Guests will receive initial message from Major Monogram at the following locations.
Major Monogram.
I'm making sure nobody's listening. All right. Future World Bridge, the International Gateway, and the Mexico Bridge.
Sweet.
So for more information on how to sign up and play Agent P's World Showcase Adventure, head over to www.agentpwsa.com.
Wow. So does this mean they're just trying to get rid of the cast members? So they get rid of about 20 or 30, 40 cast members and they save their salaries?
I doubt they have 20, 30, 40 doing it. They had like three.
Wow. Well, in each location, they have two or three. But
and
I do know
three locations.
I do know now they get rid of all those little phones that had to be taken and cleaned and all that good stuff. So I'm sure that's a big deal.
That would be good.
So now you could do it through your phone. I'm okay with this. I know there's some people.
I don't think we've ever done it all the way through. We like started it
once. I've never done it all the way through.
We should do that.
All right, let's go.
We're gonna go be kids. All right, and before we move on, hello Jamie and hello Jeffrey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sweet. All right, so I get the two closures. If you've ever been on Disney property and you were leaving Lake Buena Vista or Buena Vista Drive, which is basically Hotel Boulevard, where all the hotels are, and it dumps you into that main road. And there's that big shopping center called Crossroads, where the McDonald's is. There's a Uno Pizzeria, there's a Taco Bell. There's the Gooding Superstore. Yeah, supermarket. There's the Fuddruckers, Firehouse.
Yeah, you know. Firehouse Subs. So, there's a Noodle and Company.
Yeah, Tom and Chi. So if you're kind of familiar with all that, that's the crossroads of Lake Buena Vista. Well, that area is going to be officially closing to make way for an I-4 expansion. Now, this is something that came out several months ago. Like, it came out, and I was like, holy crud, this is moving. And then like, a big news story hit that, like, a restaurant chain was buying into this and building a restaurant. And apparently those plans have been scrapped. Because now, according to internet sources, tenants of the crossroads of Lake Buena Vista have been told that the shopping center will be permanently closed to an expansion of the interstate. The popular shopping and dining spot is located just outside of Walt Disney World, State 535, and it's going to close because construction is expected to begin in 2020. So
they've been told 18 months.
18 months. So the Florida Department of Transportation will be using much of the 29 acres for retention ponds.
Well, and I just found out it's also going to include the Pirates Cove mini golf.
Right.
And there's I don't think it was Buffalo Wild Wings that just opened. There were a few of these that just opened in the last year. So I work on Hotel Row right in there. Mm-hmm. So this is a place, you know, when I look at my boss, I'm like, I forgot lunch or I need to get out of the building for 5 minutes. I'll run down there. That Taco Bell and I have a very, very copacetic relationship. And so, you know, this is where we would go after work. There's, what's the Mexican place? Chevy's. So go there for cocktails and chips and queso and whatnot. Right. So I'm kind of unhappy about this because we heard about it. It was a possibility.
Right.
Looking at other alternatives. 6 months later, we find out, nope, here's your walking papers.
Now, on a side note, the hotel and the Waffle House that is there, will apparently stay there. They're going to survive this. No word yet on the Disney store, the cheapo trinket shop that's right next to the Waffle House, but the Waffle House is going to make it. So,
well, there's two of them.
That's right.
Well, there's like eight of them within a block, but still.
Right. So cockroaches, rats, and that Waffle House are going to survive the apocalypse, I swear.
That would be nice. I heard the hotel was still to be determined, but
yeah, we'll see.
Well, we shall see. All right. So, Mom, if you're listening, this is for you. New images have been released for Donald's Dino Bash. This is going to open May 25th. So we're looking a little over a month and a half from right now. Mm-hmm. Beginning May 25th, Dinoland USA will be overflowing with vibrant new decor and festively dressed characters in preparation for an incredible
Yep.
Is that about right? Is that enough encouragement? Okay.
Yeah.
Guests can look forward to experiencing Donald's Dino Bash, a prehistoric party 200 years in the making. This event has Donald Duck taking over Dinoland USA.
What the quack?
Oh, wow. You've been working on that all day, haven't you?
I quacked myself up.
So, taking over Dinoland USA in celebration of the unexpected discovery that his ancestors were actually descendants of dinosaurs. Which they say birds are descendants of dinosaurs, so why not?
Apparently, Donald has just now watched the very first Jurassic Park movie.
At Donald's Dino Bash, guests will find more old friends than Disney's Animal Kingdom Park has ever seen. So Donald will be there himself. Daisy, Goofy, Pluto, Launchpad, McQuack. I'm kind of excited about that one because I'm a geek. You can even catch Chip and Dale in their all-new dino-inspired costumes.
That's awesome.
Let's just be honest. Before we move on, why shouldn't Donald Duck take over Dinoland? Because if you ask
my mom,
Mrs. Park Hopper,
Mama Park Hopper,
or Harley, Donald Duck should take over every land.
Yes. Yes. Hey, will you shut that door for a second while I do this promo? Because he is killing me.
Hey!
Don't make me come down there. I'll do it. Never work with live animals, kids. Never goes well.
Wait. Mom might have competition.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. So, Beverly, this is the fight to the death for Donald Duck.
Okay, wow. That just went real
dramatic. Just kidding. So, the funny thing is we've heard a lot of talk about how Dino Land USA might be becoming an Indiana Jones area. So, this is kind of nice that they're doing a party, a nighttime party there. So, we'll see what transpires from here. It's crazy that area seems to be getting ready to be in flux. So that'll be fun. We need to go there and check it out.
Do we have the images up on the website yet for this?
Not yet.
We're going to put them up.
Not yet. I was putting other things off the website, but there's always tomorrow.
There's always another website.
So before we get to the last little bit of news, I want to make sure that you guys know that you should sign up for our newsletter, which is totally free. We try to do two newsletters, one during the week to catch you up on the current stuff, and then one on the weekend. You can kind of sit and leisurely go through and catch up on any of the Disney news you might have missed. So go visit wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. The link is in the show notes. And you can go check that out. We would love to see you be a part of that. We don't share your information.
Nope.
I want to make sure that it's
unlike safe. Our HOA, we will not share or sell
information. That's a whole nother kettle of fish right there.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, go over there, wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. Go ahead.
All right. So, last little piece of news that actually came out today. So as many of you know, I do a lot of the races. We used to do much more of the Run Disney. John did his first half marathon at Disney. He is a Disney princess.
I'm a pretty princess.
You are my pretty, pretty princess. He did the Disney princess half marathon a few years ago. So we are a part of that community, love that community. Interesting things happening recently. Some of the registrations for different races have been delayed a little bit. Well, now they come out today. And it was in, I don't know, 3 or 4 days that we were supposed to have registration for Marathon Weekend. Marathon Weekend is not until January, but yes, we registered this early.
Right.
Well, the update from Run Disney themselves is that they are working to create a more streamlined race registration experience for the Run Disney participants. As a result, the registration for the 2018-19 Walt Disney World Race Event Weekends that you haven't registered for yet are temporarily delayed. However, the races are still scheduled for the season for the dates that they have set, which is a big rumor today. Lots of people were talking about how they might be canceling things.
Right.
Now, registration for the virtual running short series and the June 5K will open on Thursday, April 12th. So if you're not familiar with the virtual running shorts, we'll put some information up on the website. But it's a great way to earn a Disney medal and do it on your own time, your own pace, your own land, even if you have that.
That's right. So, never have to leave the house unless you have a treadmill.
Exactly. So they are apologizing for the delay. They're going to have more information on June 1st regarding the registration. We all think that they're actually trying to break the relationship that they might have with Active.com. Because
yep.
I'm sure that Active takes a good cut of it. And, you know, Disney has enough resources that why can't they have their own registration? So
yes.
All that being said, keep a lookout.
Why give away some when you can take all?
There you go.
So yeah, that should be interesting. If you guys are runners out there, let us know what you guys have been thinking about what's been going on. Didn't you say that there was this rumor going around that this is kind of what happened when they eliminated all the races from Disneyland?
Yeah, so when they canceled or just didn't announce a lot of the races at Disneyland because they're doing a ton of construction in Disneyland and the surrounding areas there in California, that they kept delaying registration, then they just said canceled. And so, yes, but I think that's why they updated the alert, because it actually did change. So first there was one announcement that it was being delayed, and then they came back and it had this little sentence that said, however, all races are still scheduled for the season as planned.
Mm.
So I think they kind of tried to throw that one in there so we'd stop worrying.
Yeah. Well, so, I'll have to keep an eye on that for you. All right. Well, that's
we didn't even mention your shirt.
Oh yeah. The reason we're wearing the shirts is because of Toy Story Land. I'm sure we'll wear them the weekend they open.
We'll wear our other shirts that we just ordered.
Oh, yeah.
From the Disney by the Numbers T-shirt club. If you're interested, put a note in the comments. We'll send you a link.
That's right. And we don't know anything about the pass order preview yet either. No. If there's going to be one or how you could get into it. So I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. We want to make sure that you guys come to www.parkhoppers.com. You can find us all over social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all at www.parkhoppers.com. And so what we'd like to do now is kind of open it up. If you have questions, we would love to
answer
your questions. If you have questions, we'll try to answer them.
Beverly. David, thank you for joining us.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Let's see. And Beverly, absolutely. I am sure that Mom would love to go with you when she comes down to go over to Disney. So,
Beverly also asked, I have to ask, why do people pay to run? What is done with the money? Two things. One, I'll give you the snarky answer. You're not going to get anything for free from Disney. Two, there's,
wow, you
just
know?
Kidding. No.
Wow.
There's a lot that goes into the races at Disney. They have supplies that have to be purchased. They have manpower that needs to be compensated for that's not necessarily offset by all the volunteers. There's a lot of work that goes into to do the races. Plus, the corporate sponsorship only goes so far because they pay for water and food, and it's tremendous buses to get people from their resorts to the race beginnings and the finish line. So that's the first reason. Can you you want to go with?
Wow, I thought you hit one and two there for a second.
You want to go ahead and hit where the money goes?
So a good amount of the money actually does go to charity. So I'm looking up what the most recent let's see. Star Wars virtual half marathon. No, half marathon here at Walt Disney World. Sometimes it's Give Kids the World.
Right.
Sometimes it's, let's see, who Star Wars? What did they? And it's not always the same, which is why I'm having to look it up. But they do partner with local organizations. You know, normally it's something with kids or the Children's Hospital, Shriners Hospital.
Right.
St. Jude's has been a huge one that we've that has been a sponsor that a lot of money goes to them.
When Disney was doing the 5Ks at Animal Kingdom, it would go to an animal rescue or an animal preserve, or you know, save the cheetahs, save the diamondback gorillas, the Jane Goodall Fund. They were different charities. I don't know exactly who picks them. I'm assuming it's probably the upper people for Run Disney, or you know, people that they've fostered relationships with. So there's that.
So yeah, let's see on this one. So for the Star Wars Half Marathon Dark Side, it is Make-A-Wish Central and Northern Florida. So any of the proceeds that come from the race will actually go towards Make-A-Wish. And Disney does a ton of events with Make-A-Wish, brings kids into the parks all the time. They just do a really good job of helping these kids and their families kind of forget about what's going on in their days. In the day-to-day life. And so, that's been a huge one.
Excellent.
So, and why do we run somewhere else that we have to pay for? For the bling. It's the medals.
Plus there's medals and t-shirts and all that other stuff as well.
And the food box with the cheese.
Yes, exactly. The coveted Run Disney food boxes. Jamie has a question. What do you think about charging for parking at the resorts?
Sucks.
What about if you have a dinner reservation or not staying in a resort? So the thing about paying for parking at a resort is that's if you're staying overnight. That's overnight parking at the Disney resort. So if you've ever stayed anywhere in Orlando, for the most part, and you go to park, you have a parking fee or a resort fee that includes your parking. Up until now, all the Disney resorts were free overnight parking.
True Disney resort. Swan and Dolphin is always owned and operated.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Correct. Real, you know, all the value, the upper resorts. So like Swan and Dolphin doesn't count. And a lot of the resorts on Buena Vista Drive. So the Hilton, the Hyatt, the Holiday Inn, you all have to pay to park there. But now Disney's changed that rule. So now if you're staying there overnight, you have to pay a tiered pricing depending on the type of resort you're staying at. It's going to dictate what you pay for. So the question is, if you have a dinner reservation and you're not staying in a hotel, they don't charge you anything. So if you have Top of the World reservations, California Girl, You can say, I'm going to California Grill. They'll confirm your reservation and let you in, or they'll just do what they've been doing, just let you in anyway. They really are going to step up their game as far as the overnight situation. I don't know if they're going to be checking that physically, but I have heard that they've been up in their game about technology with the license plates at Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. So they're probably testing at Disney Springs. Once they get their kinks worked out of the system, they'll be able to apply that over to the resorts. Make sense?
Did I miss anything? I don't think so.
What are the questions you guys have?
So Beverly had a follow-up question. So for the Ren Disney races, she wants to know who picks the charity. Mm-hmm. My guess would be it's part of the team over at Ren Disney. So Ren Disney has a director and they have a coach. And if anyone has heard of the Galloway method, Jeff Galloway was an Olympic marathoner, and he has now taken over as the coach. And there's another title. I don't think he's the full director, but over at Run Disney. And so he's actually made the races a little more streamlined as far as them not just being a bunch of crazy people in costumes sort of making their way through a 5K.
Right.
You know, the races are New York Marathon and Boston Marathon and things like that. They are qualifying races. So we know that they are legit. They are judged. They are watched.
It's legit to quit.
Oh, you're so
He's
cute.
A brand ambassador.
So, yeah, his title seems to change every race. So
he doesn't know.
He and his wife are just some of the loveliest people that you'll ever meet. So I'm sure that he is part of that team that chooses what charity they're going to support. But there's also a lot of charities that apply to Disney for support. And so there may be some of that. I'm really not sure. But you can go over to rundisney.com and they have a blog and they've got a whole facts page. And, you know, if you're not finding the answer that you want, they have a contact tab. Click on it. Send them an email. They are fantastic about answering. So absolutely, find out.
Unless
and let
you're
us know.
Trying to defer. Sorry. Any other questions?
Why are you so snarky tonight?
Snarky. I don't know why.
I'm going to take away your cup.
Don't do that.
All right.
Love you guys. My name is Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And we are at www.parkhoppers.com. Four parks, one world.
And everything in between.
You guys have a great night. See you next week.
Bye.
For one of the schools.